covering the last 2.5 hours, observations about working with this particular school board.
This school board is extremely bright, and their heart is wanting the right person to fill this position. And there's no doubt about it. They're all on the same page. They're all looking for the same characteristics. And when we had the profile sessions here, when everybody who participated and online, they heard the people. And so that's the characteristics they're looking for in this new superintendent.
And that doesn't happen everywhere all the time.
Not all the time. You're correct. Sometimes they, you know, sometimes boards don't, you know, even ask for community input. But, you know, about 90% of our boards do, because they want the community involved. And so that's what, you know, we like. We like the community to be involved as well.
You all have to be prepared for everything in a session like this, where the board made a decision on cutting or making the first cut, I guess. Your observations about how well the board was prepared as you all started your and continued your dialogue this evening.
The board was extremely prepared. They did their homework. That's what we instruct them to do, is when they receive the applicant information, to go through the information, write, take good notes, spend time with this, and because this is an important process, and this board did extremely well with that.
Trey Moore, the board president, made the observation that they were looking to maybe field 6 candidates for the initial round of interviews, but there was such a strong field they had to include a 7th, or they decided to include a 7th. How often does that occur?
Not that often. Most of the times, we have had boards that have gone up to 8 because they couldn't decide. As you said, this field was very strong, and this is the same way. They wanted to make sure they didn't leave anybody out that could be a potential applicant, a potential superintendent, that is. And so it doesn't happen often, but it does happen on occasion.
And what's that a reflection of?
Well, I think it's a reflection of this district and the people that want to come here and lead this district forward and work with this board and work with the district staff and the teachers and this community and the parents. I think that's a positive reflection on the candidates that this district, you know, is going to be looking at.
You rolled out the next item on the schedule, which will be the interviews. But if you can simply recap the instructions that you've given the board on how they're going to conduct the interviews.
Well, when the candidate comes in, they'll be introducing themselves as a board. Then they're going to ask the applicant to share a little bit about themselves. And then after that, the board has selected questions that they're going to ask the applicant. And after the applicant has answered all their questions, then the board is going to ask if they have any further questions of them. And then the applicant will be able to ask the board some questions. And the last question that the board president will ask is about the salary. And they're going to give this, they're going to give a range that they would like to have if they were selected as superintendent.
I'm guessing this is a tried and true, repeatedly done over hundreds of situations like this, best way to glean the most information. And also, I noticed, having taught speech and interpersonal communication, it's not just about the verbal, it's also about how the candidates carry themselves.
Correct. Yes, we encourage boards to look at the nonverbal as well as the verbal. You know, just as I said, you know, they're not leaving their A game in the car. They're bringing it here. This is what you're going to see. And so you want to make sure that, you know, everything is looking well, because this will be the face of the district, and you want to make sure that you're selecting the right person.
Anything else I've missed that listeners need to know about at this stage of the process?
I think they can find comfort in the fact that this board is solid and they know what they're looking for. I think there is a great expectations from the board, and I think when they start reviewing these candidates, they're going to be very pleased with what they're looking at.